October 5th, 2011 in Oroville. Partly cloudy, 32 degrees and humid with an 80% chance of rain tonight. Today is Saraswati Puja. The goddess Saraswati is often depicted as a beautiful woman dressed in pure white, seated on a white lotus, which symbolizes the experience of the absolute truth and the highest reality. She's not adorned heavily with jewels and gold, but dressed modestly, representing her preference of knowledge over worldly material things. She's depicted as holding a book, which is the sacred Vedas, a rosary of crystals, a pot of sacred water, and the veena, a musical instrument that represents her perfection of all arts and sciences. Saraswati is also associated with the love for and rhythm of music, which represents all emotions and feelings expressed in speech or music. Here in Tamil Nadu, tools and all implements of vocation are cleaned. All the tools, machines, vehicles, and any other devices are then painted or well polished, after which they are smeared with turmeric paste, sandalwood paste, and kumkum. They're worshipped along with images of Saraswati, Lakshmi, and Parvati. Books and musical instruments are also placed for worship. The day is spent in worship and contemplation. In the cross-cultural development that's revolutionized society with modern science making a lasting impact on the scientific knowledge and industrial base in India, the ethos of the old religious order is retained by worship of computers and typewriters also. The beautiful human form of Saraswati comes to the fore in this English translation of the Saraswati hymn. May Goddess Saraswati, who is fair like the jasmine-colored moon, whose pure white garland is like frosty dewdrops, who is adorned in radiant white attire, on whose beautiful arm rests the veena, and whose throne is a white lotus, surrounded and respected by the gods, may she protect me and fully remove my lethargy, sluggishness, and ignorance. The rains have come, and with it the weeds, and in Buddha Garden there's a special weeding session on Sunday morning from 7 to 10 when it's cool and comfortable to work. Anyone who would like to help is welcome. Also, there will be the planting of a wild food garden and tree planting as well. Just turn up or contact Priya at oroville.org.in for more information. Many of us know Mrs. Mia Burden of Oroville International Netherlands and Stichting Desire through her visits, her friendship, and her support throughout the last 30 years. Sooner rather than later, Mia will transit into the light. Please be with her in your own way on this stretch of her life's path. Mia, 97 years old, has returned home now from hospital care, aware that her physical deterioration signals the end of this life cycle. She has full trust in the hands of the mother and feels safe, happy that her daughter Gloria is with her, lovingly giving and arranging all her care. Mia sends her greetings to all. Dr. Tatiana left her body yesterday at around 6 p.m. due to a road accident as she was cycling home after duty in Kailash Clinic. Tatiana, of Russian nationality, was a newcomer for nearly half a year. She had spent time previously over the years helping Oroville women with their specific health problems. Dr. Tatiana, aged 47, was mother to four children. She was a caring friend to many in the short time she lived in Oroville. She will be remembered and wished love and light on her journey onward. Much love and support goes to Tatiana's husband, Dr. Igor, and their children. And this excerpted from Robert Fritz, author of The Path of Least Resistance. To create something, keep the end result you want in the forefront of your thoughts. Find out what you want. What do you really want? Don't worry about the process of how it will manifest. Important is not the how, but rather to find out what, as in what do you want? You've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone. In studio today, Andrea and Miriam. To direct your comments and questions to oroville.org, and thanks for listening.